Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Christopher Hall Show, and I'm excited to welcome to the program Dr. Christopher Hall. Dr. Hall, how are you? Thank you for your service, and I know we have a great guest today.
Wow. You know, a very rare individual, it's just a pleasure. Anyway, very excited to have him on the show today. You know, it's my pleasure to introduce one of the few individuals that has ever, if the only one, won the Heisman Trophy in football, but in the playing in the NBA. And so, wow, I'd like to welcome to the show former NBA professional athlete, Mr. Charlie Ward. Welcome to the show, Charlie.
Thank you for having me. Look forward to speaking to you guys.
Absolutely, Charlie. How have you been surviving with just to kind of give an update to your fans with the pandemic and how you've dealt with it specifically enough since COVID came about and then what you've been doing and all that stuff?
Well, we've kind of navigated our way through just like everyone else. For the most part, we've been pretty healthy. I'm coaching boys basketball down here, Florida High in Tallahassee. And we've had to quarantine here after a long trip we had in Orlando. But we've, you know, done like everyone else. You know, worked to try to stay as safe as possible and healthy as possible while navigating through it. You know, with the kids, us with jobs and those types of things. So we've been blessed to have no, personally, you know, no COVID issues. But, you know, we know plenty of people that have, you know, been on both sides that have had the illness, been able to make it through, and some haven't been able to make it through. So we just still navigating and doing necessary things we need to do to stay as healthy as possible and safe.
All right, Dr. Hall, your first question for Charlie.
Wow, that's great. Well, Charlie, you know, you said, you know, you're doing some coaching now, you're shaping the lives of these young people and certainly providing them with great principles. And tell us about a little bit about your childhood and what it was like growing up in Thomasville, Georgia, and a little bit about your family and the kind of background you come from.
Well, as you mentioned, I'm from Thomasville, Georgia, and I've been blessed to have my parents there, both still living. And my dad's like 81, mom's 78, and, you know, they're still active. They've been married for 55-plus years. I have six siblings, and they're all still living. And most of them live in Thomasville still, I mean, now. And I have one brother that's living in St. Pete with his wife. But, you know, growing up in a small town, I guess, you know, you got an opportunity to know everyone and everyone know you. But it was more of a community because of that. If there's any kind of tension that went on, you know, it got handled. But for the most part, you know, we all just lived in harmony. You know, there were issues going on, but nothing no one else has to, you know, nothing that's, you know, crazy like it is today. But, you know, I was grateful to grow up in a small town because I learned a lot from my parents. But also I learned a lot in, you know, from my teachers and my friends. And, you know, we had a rival school, Thomasville High. And the crazy part about it was a rival school, but most of my friends were on their team because I lived in the city limits. And I went to a county school. But we were all friends. And when we competed hard against one another. And we never ever thought about playing together in high school because during our times, you know, you went to the school that you, you know, whatever you zoned to, and we made the most of it, enjoy one another's competition. But when it was all said and done, you know, it was what it was, and we were still friends.
See, that's great. What values did you learn growing up in a small town that sometimes you don't get to have the opportunity to learn, especially if you're in the big city and stuff, that you really take with you today?
Well, I no matter where you grow up, there are always values, and they pretty much are the same. You know, one is integrity. You know, because if you get in trouble, someone's going to hear about it. So, and then they're going to talk to your parents about it. So I had to learn about integrity, you know, accountability, how to be a good teammate. Those are things that, you know, you learn in a small town. I know, you know, the coaches really harped on that, about being a great teammate and what it looked like. Unification, you know, being unified in everything that we're doing. Because, you know, whenever you're a Central Yellow Jacket, you know, you kind of a Central Yellow Jacket. There's like no switching. You know, going to be a Bulldog, you know, if that happened, you were kind of like a traitor. So, you know, you learn those values. And, you know, my parents taught me about, you know, if you're going to start something, you have to finish it. You know, there was no quitting that was going to take place in the middle of a season. And you can not play it the next year, but if you start something, you're going to have to finish it. So there are a lot of great values you learn when you're, you know, in close quarters.
Definitely. I think so, for sure. Go ahead, Dr. Hall, with your next question.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, so, I mean, there's family, there's commitment, there's team camaraderie, communication, and looking out for one another. And so, Charlie, you know, look at some of those old films of you playing there for Florida State, and then also looking at the NBA. You know, you made this stuff look kind of easy. So, but tell us what was it really like? I mean, was there a lot of pressure being at that threshold? You know, between the NBA and the NFL, and then eventually, you know, with the NBA, what was the pressure like there, or was there any pressure? Tell us about that.
Well, pressure is only what's put on you, but probably by myself. I mean, you know, as a competitor, you want to be the best that you can be. And, you know, whenever things don't go according to plan, you have to go back to the drawing board. And so, you know, I was very competitive. And the things didn't go well. You know, I wanted to get better. So a lot of pressure came from, you know, the center, more so than anything outside. And, you know, I was a big believer, and still is a big believer, that, you know, the work that you put in, at some point, it will come to fruition. But you have to continue to pursue your goals, persevere through the tough times. So the tough times are going to happen. But you have to keep going back to the drawing board and see how you can become better, or stick with the work that you put in, and know that you've done all that you can do to make it through. I mean, you have to tweak some things, but, you know, some things may look easy, but I wouldn't say they were easy. Now, some things did come natural for me as an athlete, and so that's probably what you may be referring to. But, you know, I was taught a lot from a foundational stand, a great foundation. Coaches had taught me, you know, footwork, so how to play the game, and of course I had some great experiences as well to go along with learning how to play the game. But when you have solid coaches, you know, you definitely can be a very good football or basketball player with great coaching.
Yeah, most definitely. That's key. And being a two sport athlete, let's kind of talk about Charlie, you know, when you went to the University of Florida State, Florida State University, playing two sports, were you recruited for both sports, or which one was the sport that you were more highly recruited for?
No, I was recruited for football, and during my recruitment, I asked Coach Bowden if I could play basketball. The basketball coaches didn't really know much about me from a basketball standpoint, but I was able to play my first summer, or my first year in college. I was able to play intramural basketball, and that's kind of where some of the basketball guys got a chance to see me play basketball. And then I got an opportunity to play with them during the summer in a summer league. And that's when the guys, you know, when it spoke to the coach about me being able to play on the basketball team. And so I was grateful for, you know, those guys, you know, willing to stick their neck out for me and letting the coach know that I could be able to help them in basketball. And so I didn't get a chance to play my freshman year, my first year in college. But my second year, Coach Bowden allowed me to go out and play basketball full-time in October, which is unheard of. But I was grateful for him doing that, and that's where I was able to get my foundation laid to be a basketball player moving forward for the next 4 years. And so that was kind of how it all came down, and I was grateful for everyone involved, because it took a lot of people to make it, to pull it off.
Wow. That's amazing to know someone that was not recruited to play college basketball ended up playing in the NBA, Dr. Hall. Isn't that amazing to know?
Yes. It's very, very amazing. And like I said, I believe that Charlie's still the only person that's ever won the Heisman in football, and then well into the professional basketball for a decade or more. So, wow, very incredible.
Yes, and I don't think that'll ever happen again.
I don't think so when everyone's specializing in one sport now, Charlie. I don't think that'll happen ever. And you kind of speak about that, how great it was to play two sports and play multiple sports versus now how kids are specializing in just one.
Yeah, it's not everyone. You know, that gets a lot of press, and it's not every kid that's doing it. You know, you have some that are playing multiple sports. But one of the things now, you know, everyone can't play multiple sports, because sometimes you do have to focus on one sport to be able to get better at it. And so if you are an athlete that has some talent, and you can pick up a sport by rolling out of the bed, you know, you're just naturally gifted with that gift, then yes, playing multiple sports is something that you can do. But I also encourage, you know, playing sports that complement one another. Because, you know, if you're a football player, a good natural sport would be track or weightlifting, because those kind of complement football depending upon your position. And, of course, guys like playing basketball, that helps as well. But, you know, I just encourage kids to assess where they are and make a decision. And once you make a decision, you have to live with whatever the results are. And if you want to focus on one sport and you don't get an opportunity to play as much as you would like, and you miss out on an opportunity somewhere else where you may have an opportunity to get a scholarship, then that's the path that you choose. And so I just always encourage people, and also kids, you know, when you make decisions, you know, think about it, and then you have to live with those decisions.
All right. Okay, go, Dr. Hall, the next question.
Well, I mean, and, you know, that's very true, you know, what Charlie's saying is that, when you make a decision, you have to see it through and show commitment. So, but now some of the things you've been involved with over the year with the young people, I believe you were involved with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, I believe. Tell us a little bit about that and how important is that in success in life?
Yes, I've done some speaking engagements for FCA. I've been a part of FCA in college. And, you know, we have FCA groups here in town. But FCA, of course, is a great ministry for student athletes and coaches. And so it's been a great, you know, lesson for me to be a part of, and I know a lot of people in the organization, but as I said, you know, it's a great ministry. Do a great job of impacting kids' lives for Christ, and when it's all said and done, you know, especially in a public setting, school setting, you know, that is one way that you can share Christ with kids. And also coaches, you know, so not everyone saved as coaches as well. So it's another way that we can, the FCA can impact a community at the school. And so, you know, I've been grateful to be able to support FCA in some form or fashion. And it's a great ministry to be a part of.
And I think it's so important, Charlie, for kids that might not have that right mentor for an organization like that to really provide some of that that they're missing, right? They get to see those stories of kids that are dealing with those challenges and really need the right guidance, right, in their lives.
I say that again?
Guidance in their lives. They need a lot of guidance. And this from through that organization, it really helps these kids, right?
Yes, they have.
Okay. All right, Dr. Hall, next question.
Wow, incredible. Yeah. Well, now, just talk a little bit about, you know, the athletic teams and sports. And that's very instrumental in our young people and them developing. And sometimes what we find is that the athletic teams are really kind of a family away from home. You know, when you're in a new college or you're in a new situation, and a lot of nurturing aspects of being part of athletic teams. So what's your opinion on that? Charlie, what do you think about that?
Well, it's definitely a built-in network. I know, you know, once you go to college, or, you know, with my kids, you know, we've been apart, you know, of moving, having to move a few times. And if you're part of a team and you get implemented into that team sport, you know, in the off season, if it's not, you know, once you get there, you know, you kind of have an instant group that you can connect with. And that is the way, you know, I think that's one of the best ways to be able to have a network of people in a new environment is to join a team sport. And so may not, you know, so it definitely helps you be able to, you know, integrate yourself into a new environment being in a team sport.
Charlie, who would you think are your greatest mentors in sports that you learned the most from in your career?
Well, I learned a lot from my dad growing up. You know, he was a coach, high school coach. And so he was a great mentor for me growing up. He was also one of my coaches. I mean, all the coaches that I had, you know, taught me a lot. Now that I'm coaching, you know, from my high school coach, Charlie Green, to, you know, my middle school coach, Coach Joe Coleman, to my college coaches, you know, Coach Kennedy, Coach Eggman Williamson, you know, Coach Bowden, Coach Rick, Coach Eason. And then professionally, You know, I had Jeff Van Gundy, and, you know, Pat Riley, Don Nelson, Greg Popovich, Don Chaney. So I had a lot of great coaches, you know, along the way to be able to help me, grow as players as well. And even some of the guys who are head coaches today were instrumental in my development as a basketball player. Tom Thibodeau was an assistant when I was in New York, and so was Mike Malone, who's the head coach at Denver Nuggets now. And so, you know, he was there with me. And so I learned a lot from a lot of guys, great mentors. And one of my player mentors was Derek Harper. When I first got there, he took me under his wing, taught me a lot about being a professional, how to have longevity in the NBA. Herb Williams was another guy that taught me a lot once I got into the league. Bug Williams. So, you know, all those guys, Charles Oakley, you know, they taught me about how to be a professional. And so I was grateful for all those guys that, poured into me. And I was able to have a long career in the NBA and as a student athlete as well.
Wow. A book is, have you written a book with all these experiences you've had in sports that could tell your story? It's because it's an amazing one.
Yes, I do have a book. It's called The Athlete. You can either get it on my website, which is charlieward.org, or you can go to Amazon and order it. And it's my life story, written by John Finkel. And so it's a very good read, short read, but it's definitely my life story. And he shared a lot of details that I forgot about. And so, you know, but it's well done, well written. And it's something, if you're interested in reading about my life, my story, that's the book called The Athlete.
Definitely, you're the athlete, for sure, Charlie. Go ahead, the next question, Dr. Hall.
Oh, yeah. No problem. So, the details, and what, I mean, that's, I mean, like, it sounds, I mean, it's a great book for athletes, and, what kind of details did you think that he put in that you haven't? I mean, is there anything you could just mention really quickly? Details?
He started with my family, my mom and dad, how they met, down to that detail. Kind of how my high school career went through, you know, the challenges of knee injury, having to battle back through that, being a punter as a freshman. A lot of the details of how my injury, my career ended in the NBA. And so, you know, there are a lot of things, he shared that were kind of helped people to understand and know that it just wasn't, you know, a fairy tale. You know, a lot of people hear it and see the accolades, but my life wasn't always like that.
And that's great. And when you have somebody, Charlie, that can write your story, that's a nice thing, right? You kind of give them the bits and details, and then they put it out and say, and you like look at it and say, wow, there were some ups and downs. So what would you say to people that are trying to, because I know you do a lot of motivational speaking and different things, that would say, tell people specifically enough not to give up even with the most biggest challenges that come your way, what to do? What would you say, Charlie?
How to handle challenges that come their way?
Yes. What recommendations do you have for people that have those certain setbacks?
Well, I mean, we're all going to have adversity in life. and we all have a plan. However, sometimes it is not part of God's plan. So whatever happens is part of God's plan for your life. And so, you know, when challenges arise, you pray and do what you feel is going to help you continue to learn and grow from that challenge. You know, we all have different things that we have to grow from. But if we never see it as a growth moment, and we continue to live the way that we are currently living, and even though it's a challenge that we may be going through, then we're not going to develop and grow. And so I just think it's important that when things happen in life, we have to be just like a game. You can prepare for the game, but during the course of the game, you're going to have to make some adjustments. And so the key is making sure that you have a good plan in place that you can adjust with. And because if you don't have a plan going in and then life challenges hit, then you don't have anything to be able to make an adjustment off of. And so having a foundation, I know my faith is my foundation, but having a foundation plays a big part in being able to make adjustments as well.
Okay. All right. Next question, Dr. Hall.
Wow. Yes. Very, very true. Very, very, very incredible. Wow. So incredible. So, well, do you see, you know, these compared to when you were in the college athletics chart to these days now, this pressure and stress on the young athlete so far as being recruited by professional teams and how do these young kids handle all this pressure? Any advice for these kids going forward?
How do the kids handle being recruited?
Yeah, and the pressures that they're under.
Yeah, because you have – right.
Just from earlier age, they're recruited now and how it's become such a big business, this process. You know,
right. Yeah.
It's definitely a challenge. You know, with all these different rankings now, stars, and some kids, you know, that's what they look for. But I don't. To me, you know, I don't know if I was a 3-star, 4-star. To me, it really didn't matter. For me personally, what star? Because during that time, there was no stars. You know, I was grateful to make All-State, be an All-State quarterback, and be one of the top-ranked quarterbacks coming out of Georgia. And so that was, you know, those things. But recruiting, you have to take it for what it is. Enjoy it. Enjoy the moment. Appreciate the opportunity to be able to go to the different colleges and talk to different coaches. But when it's all said and done, you still have to have the fundamentals and the foundation that you need to be able to be successful. And so, you know, I think you have to continue to work, continue to improve each and every game, each and every season. So no matter what happens with the recruiting, people may come and go. But you just want to continue to improve yourself and not get caught up into the recruiting, the ranking, where you're ranked, and all those types of things. And so, yes, like I said earlier, the pressure is what you put on yourself, not what someone else should put on you.
Very, very true. And then people have to learn how to handle that pressure. But young kids, that's really difficult, and especially with this pandemic. I feel bad for states where these kids didn't end up having high school sports for their senior year for basketball or something like that. You just can't imagine the pressures they're going under, and then they'll have to go to college and not get their senior year. I mean, I just can't imagine. And what even those kids that couldn't play in March Madness last year, I couldn't imagine as a sports athlete to say, oh my gosh, I can't play in the biggest dream of my life to go and and maybe make it to the Final Four in that play. So we don't even understand the pressures these young kids are after, just the ordinary kids, because of this pandemic. So let's hopefully get through that.
Yeah.
Now, Charlie, I wanted to talk about life after sports and then get to the podcast, because we have a few questions about the podcast and talk a little bit about it. But life after basketball, were you prepared for sports, life after sports?
Kind of. I was kind of prepared for life after basketball, but I was grateful that I had opportunity to have people in my life that I could bounce things off of, like my wife and my mom, just to, you know, see what was next. And so that played a big part, you know, in how things transpired, because I had a knee injury that ended my career. And that, the next step was, you know, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. But I was grateful that I had made some connections. I had been a good steward. I've been a good teammate, because Jeff Van Gundy asked me if I wanted to, you know, be a coach as an intern. And so when that happened, you know, it gave me an opportunity to see if coaching was something I wanted to do. And so when he gave me an opportunity and I found that coaching is something I wanted to do, then the door opened. And so, you know, I was grateful that I was prepared for the moment and I was given the opportunity to transition. And so, you know, but all those things go back to, you know, your connections and how you leave places and your attitude and your character. Because I know if I was a jerk growing up, I mean, coming through the NBA, you know, that opportunity may not have, you know, arose. And so, you know, I was grateful that I was ready. I prepared myself for whatever was next, but I wasn't sure what it was. But when coaching afforded me an opportunity to get an internship, then I took advantage of it.
See, that's awesome. And that's, again, lucky. And some people don't have that opportunity, but you said the door opened through opportunities. And that's so key, Dr. Hall. And Dr. Hall, you see that specifically in your life, the doors that opened up to where you needed to go, right, Dr. Hall?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. And, you know, something wasn't a standout athlete like Charlie, but, you know, was a college athlete myself, you know, gymnast all over the country. And so I know a little bit about the teamwork that's required and kind of how coaches mold you and change your life. So, but yeah, I mean, your communication skills and how you interact with people, like Charlie said, that goes a long way for your relationships in the future and how you move on from there. So very true.
All right, let's go to some podcast questions. Charlie, tell us about why you decided to do a podcast.
Well, I'm grateful, you know, to be on with Lloyd Spence Jr. And believe that, you know, we've had a great partnership. But I started out, you know, this year doing IG live messages and just to share, you know, have good conversations, talk about life in general. And then when this opportunity came up, you know, with Believe in ACC, to talk about ACC sports, which, you know, being from Florida State, it's a good opportunity to talk more about them, but also about the ACC in general. And so I was grateful when the opportunity came for me to have this chance to talk more about sports in ACC, and so I'm grateful for it.
Do you have other broadcasting experience, Charlie, that's prepared you for podcasting?
I did, as I mentioned, I did the IG Live.
Yeah, okay.
And I do public speaking. So most of the time when I'm public speaking, it's not all just speaking to people, but talking, interacting with them. And so a lot of those things have helped prepare me for it. But also, you know, I've been interviewed a lot, which, you know, when you watch sports, you watch people in general, how they talk. And I listen to a lot of podcasts and also radio interviews or talk shows. So, you know, even though sometimes you may not be looking at it or listening to it from a coaching perspective, but you are listening to what they're saying and how they go about their business to be able to glean from some of the information, especially from some of the guys who are veterans. So you're always learning.
You love the fact of getting to cover the ACC, the best, definitely the best basketball conference, but one of the best football conferences in the country, right? You really just great opportunities to discuss the great athletes and the great teams in the ACC, right?
Yes. I mean, so far it's been very good, you know, covering the football aspect, and now that basketball is starting, I know there are a lot of challenges. They've had some good quality games. And this season is going to be a little different, you know, because there's really no clear-cut favorite in the ACC, especially basketball, because of the start and stopping of COVID. Teams not getting a chance to play for two games or four games or however long. And so it's hard to get a rhythm. So it'll be interesting to see how it ends up.
I'm excited about Pitt knocking off Syracuse. This might be an okay Pitt team this year. There's a chance, right? They starting out decently to go into, if they continue to get some, knock off some pretty big wins, who knows? They might get to the tournament, Pitt, right?
You said Pitt?
Yeah.
Like, Pitt? Oh, they're okay.
Well, they had a big win against Syracuse yesterday, so I just have to bring that up, right? In the Carrier Dome, so.
But they beat Syracuse.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just I'm a Pitt guy. I'm out of Pittsburgh, Charlie, and I love Pitt. So I'd love to see them back. I'd love to see them do something. And the preparation time that you have to do for your podcast, how long do you prepare each week to do the podcast?
Well, we normally go twice a week, and so I'm always watching sports. And those types of things. So preparation time, I mean, it's an hour show normally. And I normally do, you know, maybe a couple hours a week or more than a couple hours a week for it. But like I said, we do it twice a week. And I'm always watching sports, so that's always preparing.
Yeah, definitely. And it's always great to watch sports. All right, Dr. Hall, summarize Charlie Ward for us, please.
Wow, we're no problem. I mean, we've just had so many sacred moments with a humble giant. He's risen up out of Thomasville, Georgia, to Florida State, into the NBA. I mean, he is, our young people are very fortunate to have him today as a role model, as a speaker, and he's put up very important principles for the young people, so far as commitment, hard work, teamwork, seeing things through, okay? You like your role models, as your parents, your coaches, and staying reverent. So I'm just very, very, very excited that this superstar came on the show today. Thank you very much, Charlie, for coming on the show.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
Absolutely, Charlie. And last thing is, then we could check you out, the Believe podcast, for your podcast. And also, you have a website, right, Charlie, where people can check you out all the time. Where can they go?
Yes, you can go to charlieward.org. That's my website. And Believe in the ACC.
All right. You're awesome, Charlie. And you got to look out for my Pitt team. I'll have to tweet you out or something if somehow Pitt gets to the tournament. I believe in them, and I think they're going to do something. So don't sleep Pitt. All right, Charlie? I appreciate you coming by.
Coach Campbell is a very good coach.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see. We'll see what happens, and I we're happy to have him as a Pitt coach. So I appreciate you coming by, Charlie. Thanks again.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
All right, guys. That was Dr. Christopher Hall Show. Take care.